Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I am broadcasting live today from Phoenix, Arizona. Thank God our temperature here in Phoenix are beginning to lower a little bit, but we have had a stretch of 100-degree temperatures for the last, seem to be 3 months, 4 months. So it's been really hot here in Phoenix. So all of you who may be listening to Phoenix area know exactly what I'm talking about, and other people in other parts of the world may not have a clear understanding. When you got temperature of over 100-some degrees every day, it has been pretty intense, beloved ones. But, you know, we thank God, we praise God, and we keep moving forward regardless of what it is, you know, what's happening. So for all of my old listeners, welcome back. I appreciate you. I love you. I'm really, you're really important to me, and you help keep me going, and you help keep me motivated. So that's a wonderful thing. And for all my new listeners, I welcome you as well, and hopefully that you will become an old listener as well. I've been doing this program now for quite a while. For probably about 3-4 years over a period of time, I kind of taken a break for about a year, but we're back on the air now for good. We're not taking any more breaks unless God tells us we need to break permanently, okay? But we're going to move forward and do what we need to do. So I am so excited today for the wonderful topic that we're going to be bringing forth, and we're going to have and be able to share with you. So, well, how did your week go? Did you guys have a great week? And hopefully you did. Hopefully that you all are safe and you had a prosperous and good week, and it was wonderful. I've had a most marvelous week myself. I don't know if many of you know, I am also a real estate agent, and I'm a new real estate agent, and I had my first deal this week, and so I'm excited to put a house on the market and on Monday, and it sold on Tuesday, and even for more money than even that we requested. So I am excited. Well, when the universal God was working, you're walking in prosperity and you're understanding how the flow of being in prosperity works, the universe opens doors and brings things in your life. And today's talk, we're going to be talking a little bit about how to create more of that wonderful things that happen in your life. So anyway, I'm grateful for each one of you having a good weekend. I pray that you're all well and everything worked out good for you this week. And even if it wasn't your best week, that's okay. There's experiences. In every challenge of the day, there's an experience, there's a lesson. And God knows there's a lot of challenges going on today in everybody's life because of the circumstances and situation that we're living under make things a little more challenging. But that's okay. This is making us strong and making us grow in a way that we really need to be able to grow. So it's all good. God's going to continually strengthen us and move us in. So we're going to be talking today about how to strengthen your faith and how to keep your faith going. Because, you know, I try to bring you talks that help you in your daily life. You know, this is not one of these fire and brimstone ministries that we want you to I want you to live a good life and a saintly life and be good to people and be good to yourself. But I also want you to be able to utilize the tools to make your life better every day. So when I'm not gonna wait till you make your transition to be able to tell you about having a good life. No, we're going to talk about having a good life in this life now, because the creative God force who put you on this planet intend for you to live life now, live an optimal life and have a good life. So that's what we're going to talk about. And that's what we're going to stay focused on moving forth in today's energy and moving forth to make today a great and wonderful day and the rest of your days on the planet. So all of you who have been listening to me for a while, you know that I have a process, and the next step is prayer, that we believe in the God force and we believe that God helps. And I'm just a vessel, beloved ones, and I make that very clear. The words that come out of my mouth is the words that is being allowed to flow through because of God's energy and God's understanding and knowledge that he has put inside of me. Not that I'm in any way special, but the God in me speaks for me. And so I'm grateful for that. And So thank you for that. So let's do prayer. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks that we have had another wonderful week, and that we have able to make it from one Sunday to another. We are just so grateful, God. We ask you to continue to guide us, give us wisdom, give us knowledge, give us understanding that we are one with you, and that you are inside of us just like a wave is in the ocean, and that we are connected to you, God, and that we are open and receptive to all that is coming. We know that everything is in divine order. Everything that shows up in our lives has a purpose and a reason. Even if we don't understand it, there is a reason and a purpose behind every action that is being taken and showing up in your life. So we give gratitude and thanks for you, God, for allowing us to be able to have understanding of who and whom you are in us, and that we will continue to move in that higher state of consciousness, and that we will begin to ascend into that higher level of oneness and into that fifth dimension of consciousness, that we will continue to grow. So we say thank you, God, for peace and love and all the wonderful things that you have. We ask you, God, for divine blessing for the people of the world. We ask you for all those who have gone through challenges, that they are well, and that you will guide them and allow them to know that everything is in divine order, regardless of how it may be, that they are all and working out in the way that it should be. You know, God, we look at the world today and we wonder about some of the things, and we know that there is an order to the universe, and that you are orchestrating things regardless of how it may appear from our eyes. We know that you're in charge, and we're just going to give gratitude, and we're going to be obedient to your word and knowing and having faith that you are in charge and that you're going to work it all out, and everything is going to have a purpose and reason for happening. So we give thanks and gratitude. We are also grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Beloved ones, you know, sometimes when you decide to do something, the universal God force will test you right away. So God don't play. You have to be prepared when you make a step and decide to do something, that you are prepared to move forward. You know, I've had a week this week, and I tell you, I was working, I was, you know, selling a house this weekend. So I've been really busy, and I wasn't able to really work on my stuff for today, my spiritual stuff, until started yesterday. I wasn't even quite sure what I was going to talk about, but God gave me insight and wisdom to speak about faith. And this morning, you know, I had bought a new cartridge for my printer, and this morning I turned the printer on, it wasn't working. And so I had to kick into my faith right away to be able to bring it through. And it took about 15, 20 minutes. I had to end up calling Geek Squad. But, you know, I had faith in Geek Squad to be able to help me out. So they were, you know, and I prayed to Lord Michael, who is the universal archangel who fixed things on the planet. You ever have a challenge of anything on the planet, ask Lord Michael to help and show you up. Lord Michael and Saint Germain are so helpful in helping us in our process of day-to-day living. So don't be afraid to ask for help when you need help. Anyway, yeah, I had to go into my own faith this morning quickly to be able to bring forth what I need to do. So you get tested. When you step out on something, the test's going to come. I'm telling you, when you make a step, be prepared to be tested, okay, knowing that it's going to work out. So today, let's talk about today's topic. I'm excited because faith is something that's, oh, my God. Well, you know, there are three things that Jesus really talked about when he was here on the planet: faith and love and forgiveness. And they all are equally important. And faith is right there at the top of the list as well. So let me start off with you this morning. I want to share a scripture with you that's very dear and near to my heart, and one of the things that I do believe and one of the things that I embrace. Okay, this scripture comes from chapter 17, verse 20, Matthew's chapter 17, verse 20. And it is said to them, because of your littleness of your faith, for I truly say to you, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to the mountain, mountain, move here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible to you. You hear that? Let me say, tell that to you again, beloved one. But he said, told the mountain to move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. And of course, you know the term mountain is allegorical, and it is talking about life's challenges, not so much a physical mountain, but the mountains of challenges that show up in your life. If you have faith, you can change them. And you don't have to have a lot of faith. I don't know how many of you may know the size of a mustard seed, but a mustard seed is about the size of a pinhead on a needle, okay? So we need just a little faith. But you know what? So what is so crazy today? Most people are not even able to utilize the mustard seed of faith that they can put together. You know, I was thinking that what did we miss when Jesus was telling us that we had to just have a little faith that we could make changes? Well, you know, Jesus, to me, Jesus was saying, hey, you should walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, you need to have faith in what you want more than what you're expecting on the outside, but tap into your inside. So in other words, do not allow yourself to focus on your outer material world when you have a desire of something. First, put your faith in the I am presence that is inside of you. Knowing that the I am presence that inside of you will help you to be able to bring about what you need is where you should really focus when it comes down to faith. Don't depend on the outside world. No. Put your faith on your I am presence. And for all of you out there who may not understand the term I am presence, I would think that most of people do. Most of my listeners here are pretty open spiritually and metaphysically. They understand, but just in case there's a new person on the line and they might not be aware of the term I am present, I am present is the presence of God that is within you, beloved ones, okay? That presence of God is within you because you are a child of God. And so God is in you just like waves are in the ocean, okay? So that is your I am present, and it's there all the time. Always will be with you through in this incarnation, your next incarnation, and your past incarnation. Your I am presence has always been part of your being. Okay, so give honor to that, and it's never for you are never alone, beloved ones. Never, ever, ever are you alone. Your I am presence is always with you and there for you. Okay, so now the I am presence is part of you, and faith, beloved ones, is the key to God's opulence. I'm going to repeat that to you. Faith is the key to God's opulence. And if you don't understand what opulence means, that means the goodness of God. Opulence don't necessarily, a lot of people hear the opulence, they first thing they do is start thinking about money. Okay, money is part of opulence, but it is not all of what opulence is. Opulence is the goodness of God. Meaning that your relationships, that your health, that your security, everything is based around the goodness of God. Everything that you have and possess is because of the opulence of God that has shown favor in your life. And so when you embrace the term opulence, you're speaking about all the wonders and goodness of God that shows up in your life, okay? So you need to have a full understanding of that. So why do so many of us who love Jesus and know Jesus fall so short in our faith? You know, people who have said they are followers of Jesus, they love Jesus, but yet we do not implement or use the teachings of Jesus as we say that we should. If you're going to follow him or follow Jesus in his teachings, understand it, then we need to embrace what it is that he's saying and telling us, because Jesus came here as a way shore. Jesus came here as your big brother to show you the way to be able to have the wondrous life of God. Jesus said God had wants you to have a life of opulence and the prosperous life. And that's why Jesus was came to show you and demonstrate your ability to have faith. But you have to be able to, you need to have faith in Jesus. You need to have faith and the teachings of Jesus. Let me just put it that way, because all of my listeners are not necessarily Christians, so but a lot of the, even if you're not Christian, you know about Jesus. You know, a lot of Muslims and Buddhists listen to this show, and that's one of the things I love about this show, of all the people who come. So I try to keep my teaching based on spiritual principle of not only Jesus, but the other ascended masters and other ascended teachers who are throughout the universe have been here, and which they have all brought knowledge. But today we thought of focus a little more on the teaching of Jesus, okay? And so it's amazing, and it really amazed me, because when I followed the life of a lot of Christian folks, I came up in a Christian church myself. I was very traditional, came up as a Baptist, and my mom and my was a minister. My brother is still a minister of a very traditional church, successful church. Man, he got two of them, and I'm all praises to him that all is going well. But you know, it really amazes me that people who proclaim to be followers of Jesus don't really follow him. They give lip service to it, to Jesus' teaching, and they don't really do what Jesus tells them to do. I don't quite understand that. You know what I mean? If you're going to be a follower of someone, then you should be following the principle that that individual is presenting to you. Don't just do it because I think a lot of people do it just because other people do it, and they think that it's right. They don't have a personal relationship, but they just think they follow those other people who follow their mind. You know, they'll say you either follow your own mind or you follow the mind of someone else who follows his or her mind. Okay, so we need to start following our own mind and become more aware and conscious of that which we are saying that is part of us. And all of you who are spiritual and know that you need to really be able to tap in to understand. Now, you who understand that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. So there's two components of you, beloved ones, and both of them are important. But your spiritual side is more important to me, because that's the side of you that always will be and always is. Your physical body you chose for this incarnation, and that you're utilizing it to get through this life stream of in this incarnation. But your spiritual being is going to be with you on all sides. So you are a spiritual being having a human experience to work through whatever you need to work through as a spirit. So for there's so many of us have problems relating to our human side. It seems like, you know, a lot of people don't understand the spiritual side neither, but the human side of us is what seems to be causing most of our problems, what we need to be able to get through and be able to function through. But you have to also be able to tap into that spiritual side in order to make the human side work. Okay, it's the two. You're both, you're spiritual and you're human. But, you know, your human side is causing you to have a lot of complications, beloved one. Your human side fools you with limitations. You are feeling limited because of what is going on in your humanistical feeling world and in your mind. You have become overwhelmed, beloved one, and bought into the negativity and lack because of your humanistic side, based on your society, based on the people you've been around, based on your own thinking, what you have been reading, what you've been thinking, what you've been doing. It's all become part of you. And so that human side of you are limiting your ability to be able to be creative and to have faith in what it is that you need to do. See, beloved ones, your creator has put everything inside of you that you need to have and to be able to be. You have to realize that you are unique and that you are special and that you have power to be able to move forward. But so many of us are so full with the thoughts of lacks and limitations that it has become part of our thinking process. It is ingrained in you to think about not having and living in your limited thoughts based on what is inside of your own thinking process because of what you have bought in from society and what you have bought in from your family, your friends, your teachers. They taught you these things, and you are still living on this. So it's hard for you to have faith that you can get beyond that because you're still trapped in that mental process. So, you know, and it's difficult for you to be able to demonstrate your faith because of that. But see, beloved one, we're gonna talk about breaking through that because God has given you all the abilities, everything you need to go forward. You know, beloved one, someday I feel like I could just get up and just scream to the top of my voice, "Wake up, sleeping giants! Wake up!" Because you guys are really sleeping giants. You got so much inside of you. You are so powerful, but you have fallen asleep. When you came, when you were in the other side, other dimension, you knew who you were. But when you came through the birth channel, you locked it out and you forgot that you were a spiritual being, that you had power and strength, and you are asleep. But I want you to wake up because you are power. You have the power to move forward. And it is no time for sleeping right now, beloved ones. We are not living in the days where you can sleep and on things. You have to be on your A game every day because this world is shifting and changing, and we are moving to a higher state of consciousness. But in the midst of that shift, there's a lot of stuff happening on the physical plane that's being rearranged, reorchestrated, and you have to tap into your gifts of God, your faith to be able to rise above it when you see stuff going on. You have to have a full understanding of who you really are. It's a necessity for you to have that understanding because who you are. And you are powerful. Many of you are not even living up to 10% of your human potential. And that's pretty sad. I mean, people are not, we just, it's so, they're living at such a low limit of who you are. And it's really like, you are full with potential. And you know that saying, potential, knowledge is power. Well, knowledge is really only potential power because you can have knowledge and if you don't live up to it, it does no good. So, but you are full of knowledge, beloved one. You are full of wisdom. And most of all, you are full of power that you are not tapping into because you're using such limited capabilities. Now, and you're not becoming all that you need to become and all that you can become. Okay? Well, so, and I've informed you about being waking up. So now if you're feeling that you are feeling some sense of being awoken and aware, then the key is how do you make the shift in your life to have more faith and to strengthen your faith and to be able to walk by faith and not by sight and really implement that process, you know, because that was early this morning when I was dealing with my computer trying to print this morning, I had to tap into my faith and believe that it would be able to work out. For a minute, even my humanistical side kicked in. I went for a moment. I was like, oh my God, I'm trying to do this and it's not printed. And I had to come back to reality. Okay, hey, have faith, be calm, knowing that the source will kick in and help you out. Okay, so recognize, beloved ones, in your ability to have your faith. And another reason that people have challenges with faith, beloved one, is because we live in the day of instantaneous most things. Most things we are used to them happening right away. You know, a lot of things that we happen, we have gotten to this instant world of everything happening. But sometimes some things take more time to generate itself. So you just because it doesn't happen instantaneously, you still have to hold on to your faith and belief that it is going to happen for your highest good. If it is for your highest good, okay. Everything you think that's for your highest good is not necessarily for your highest good, but you have to hold on to that thought and that idea just because it didn't manifest itself right then that it is going to happen, okay? That takes for mental toughness and mental strength to be able to hold on to that thought even when everything around you telling you it's not real and it's not happening, it's not going to happen, for you to hold on to the thought that it is good, and that God is going to work it out for me. That is called holding on to your faith, beloved ones. So, many of you may be aware, and I have shared with some of you, of one of the events that happened in my individual life that has opened my eyes up to faith and to be able to have the ability to accomplish much more than I thought I was able to accomplish because of an act that I was able to participate in. About 10 years ago, for all of you who didn't hear me, and for all you who did hear me, just listen one more time, because really this process would be helpful to all of us. About 10 years ago, I was able to fulfill a dream that I'd had about 15, 20 years prior. And that dream was that I was able to take a self-improvement course with Tony Robinson. I don't know if many of you, I'm sure you may be aware, some of you not, maybe not aware, but Tony Robinson is a self-improvement guru. He's been around for a long, long time. He has helped many people, work with presidents, work with kings and queens, and the average people, prison as well. Tony Robinson is an extraordinary person, an extraordinary believer and teacher in how to have life and how to live it at a higher level. So I was able, Tony Robinson in this course, it was phenomenal. And in the course, Tony taught us and train us how to condition our mental minds to be able to walk on 2,000 degrees of hot coals and not get burnt. Let me tell you this, but the beloved one, this is a real deal. I'm not talking about no therapy, hypnotherapy, or whatever it is, but I'm talking about practical experience that I had that was life-changing for me. We were taught how to be able to walk on 2,000 degrees of hot coals without getting burnt. Now, I thought that it was a four-day seminar, so I thought that, well, maybe at the end of the fourth day, we may be able to get to this state. But no, Tony said, no. We came in after about a 20, 30 minutes, said, tonight you're going to walk on a hot fire, and you're not going to get burnt, and we're going to do it. So let's get started. So he began to start conditioning our minds to prepare us for that. See, your mind is powerful, beloved one. It just have to be conditioned and reprogram in order to be able to obtain great and wonderful things. You've got to put it in your mind to be able to do that. You know, walking on hot coals is a great defeat, but people have done even higher feats than just that. Beloved, Jesus always did feats of high angelical and mystical kind of things. So that's one thing. But for me, that was a process that helped me to have a full understanding of the capabilities of your human mind being conditioned and having faith. Even though the conditioning was taking place and there, when we got to the point of the night where we were ready to walk on the fire, and it was nighttime and we was walking and we could see the fire glowing about almost like about a quarter mile from us. You could see the fire, the hot coals. And it was a little intimidating. Although we had been through the all-day training and preparing, it was still a little intimidating. And when we got in line and everybody began to move out, and there was about 5,000 people, so a lot of people made the walk. And once you got there, you not only had conditioned your mind, but you had to have the faith to be able to step down on this hot coal and not get burnt. That's about belief system, beloved one. That's how powerful your human mind is, that you can shift yourself and rise yourself to the point where you have all full control of your physical body, to the point where the elements listen to you, that you are in charge of your being, that you can do as you want to do and be able to bring forth. We're powerful. We are so, so powerful. And to me, that was a really a growth process. Now, if any of you ever get an opportunity to take this course, to do this, if you really want to excel and really want to really push yourself to the level of knowing what you're capable of, take this course. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. So I'm not here to really to sell anything for Tony Robinson. I don't think he needs me to do that. But I just want to share with you something that really helped me to understand so much about it. And it ain't about my power, but just that how it works, how your human mind has a capability to have that much power to be able to allow you to be able to do what you need to do. Okay. But see, beloved one, so many of us are being controlled by society and our families, you know, based on the way that we were brought up and based on what we bought into, what society has told us that we can be and what we cannot be. And that we have to understand that though a lot of those teachings were not teachings of your best to bring out the best in you and to allow you bought into the collective consciousness of the masses. And that is not what you want to do, because the masses of people are followers. And then in order to have faith and belief, you have to step out of that box and begin to take on a different shift inside of you. You have to recognize who you really are. You truly are a spiritual being, and you truly do have your I Am presence inside of you. You truly do have your guardian angels who are with you at all times. Were you aware, beloved one, that each one of you were assigned a guardian angel, from my understanding, two of them, at the time that you were, the time you birthed? Then these guardian angels became assigned to you, and their job was just to look out for you and to help you and assist you in your incarnation here on planet Earth. This is a true fact, beloved one, that you are and you do have guardian angels. And now, regardless of your guardian angels and your I Am presence, they do not interfere or rearrange anything in your life without you giving the okay. Now, your guardian angels will rescue you if they see you in harm's way, okay? They will, that's part of their assignment to help you when you can't help yourself, okay? So that does happen. But when you want something specifically for them to step in for, you have to call upon them to come and to assist you and help you to do that specific thing, okay? But like I said, they will assist you in moments of danger, you know, so and help you. Many of you can relate to a situation that happened and you knew that it was only some outside force helped you to get through that, get above that. That was the work of your guardian angels that were there helping you, okay? See, the Creator gave you free will, though. So, and in your free will, you have the right to be able to live your life as you choose to live it. Yes, you do have the right to choose your life to live it as you choose to. It's your choice. Now, but let me make it very plain to you that when God has a plan and something specifically that you are to do, God will overrule your plan, okay? God, the universal God force can overrule your plan. Now, and that's not about them stepping in to help you, but hey, if there's something that you are came here to do and that's going to make an effect on the world and society, and if you're not doing it at the timely matching you would do, the universal God force can step in and will step in to change your perspective and put you on the right road to get done what you need to do. Because it is his plan and rule that you do what you came here to do. Now, that doesn't happen very often that the God force or the Creator will step in and alter your plans. That's why he's giving you free will so you can make your own life and move in your own path and do what you need to do to take responsibility for yourself. So, you know, your life is not predestined. You when you came into this airplane, you had certain things you need to work on. But once you got here, it is up to you to create the world that you need to do for yourself. God, you know, even though Spirit may have sent you for something, and once you do that specific thing, then you're back to creating your own life to be able to do what you need to do. Okay, beloved one. So, yes, there are a lot of angelical beings in your life, like your I Am presence and your guardian angels. And like I said, they assist you, but they don't try to control your life unless you ask them to come in to help. And many times I call upon Saint Germain, and I call upon Lord Michael, all the archangels, and I call my guardian angel in, and I call my I Am presence in when I need assistance, because I know that my humanistical side of it is not able to get it done, and I need help from my higher power. Then I know that I need to call upon that higher power to assist me. You see, beloved one, they are waiting for you to ask for assistance. It is their pleasure to be able to assist you, to be able to help you. That's what they are there for, to assist you. So when you're having challenges, call upon your guardian angels. Call upon any of the archangels in the universe will come and assist you. Call upon your I Am presence. They are waiting for you. Those angelical forces that are in the ether that you are not able to see are there to guide you and to keep you safe and to be able to assist you in your process. Okay, but like I said, you must make the request. It's important for you to do that. Now, in order to also to get to the aspect of you demonstrating your faith, you have to be willing to work on reprogramming your mind from the old habits that you have allowed to develop in your mind that make you think that you are not deserving and that you are a limited person. It's inside of you, your mental thoughts, beloved one. So you can't even get to the aspect of having faith because you don't even have the belief that you can even get there because of the old process that's being inside of you, your mental thinking that's controlling your day-to-day life. Those old ideas and old things. So you have to work on changing those old habits and reprogramming and working on yourself. And I'm not going to get specifically in the process of doing that, but and a lot of things I'm going to share some of with you, but there's plenty of tools out there that you can work to help reprogram your subconscious mind, your mind to get back on track. You see, you all came here on track, but once you came to the birth channel, you got influenced by outer circumstances and outer things that you need to do. But let's just talk about one of the few things that I know for a fact that one has to do in order to get back on the track, okay? First of all, beloved ones, you have to learn to be forgiving of yourself, okay? You have to forgive others, but you need to mostly forgive yourself for all the errors you have made. Yes, you made errors. You came here to live and to do, so you're going to make mistakes because that's the process that you learn. But you cannot allow your past errors to hold you in bondage. So forgive yourself for the mistake that you made, beloved one. God is not holding anything against you for anything. So you are holding your own self in the bondage because you are holding on to your past emotions and hurts. And those things are keeping you locked and bonded so you cannot move forward. You see, beloved one, so that you, when you are locked into those old pains and emotions, those old pains and emotions, beloved ones, will hold you to the point where you will feel undeserving of God's great opulence. You will feel as if you don't deserve it because you are still caught up in those old emotions and pains that's taken forth in yourself. So, yes, by all means, forgive others, but mostly forgive yourself so you can release yourself from all those pains and what's going on, because it is blocking you from getting what you deserve and to be able to bring forth those things that you need in your life. And as I say to you, faith is the key to unlocking God's opulence in your life. So you have to get to the point, and you cannot unlock God's great opulence if you feel as if you don't deserve them. If you're feeling like you are less, or someone else is better than you, or you are not really up to it and you can't do it, you will never accomplish it. Although you have all this potential. I told you about, you know, the potential that's inside of you, but you can, it's being locked up and bound it because of your own mental thinking. Just like, you know, my computer and my printer is things that work and work perfectly, but today there was a snafu and it didn't work the way that I needed it to work. So the same thing is going on inside of your being, inside of your mind, beloved one. You are being caught up and restricted on your thinking process, and those thinking processes are causing you not to be able to move forward and to get started. So in the reshaping of your image of yourself, it is important that you begin to understand that you are a child of God and you are deserving of all the wonders that God has to do. So, like I said, faith is a key to open up God's opulence. That's how God flow his goodness to you, because you have to have faith that is going to show up in your life. And if you're not demonstrating your faith, then you're not allowing yourself to have the potential to move to the level where you need to be able to operate from. So you need to be able to get back to that force and be able to understand what you need to do in order to do that. So especially for you, beloved ones, who are Christians and you follow the teachings of Jesus, and all, even for the folks who are not Christians but also know about the teachings of Jesus, you know that that's one of the things that he taught about, is about having faith. And so you have to learn how to tap in and be able to bring forth. You see, beloved ones, there you have to be willing to exercise your faith in order to be able to move forward in your life. Now, I'm not telling you in any means that once you embrace these ideas that this faith is going to happen immediately for you, but you have got to start from somewhere. You have got to be able to willing to do some work to be able to release yourself from your past situation, so you can be able to exercise your new belief system and your new faith in yourself. You have the power, beloved one. I cannot overemphasize this to you. You have the power inside of you to be giants, not just on your physical level, but inside, to be able to create and bring about your true potential. If majority of the people on the planet are living on less than 10% of their capability, can you imagine what would happen if more people would start living at 20 to 25% of their human capability, what this world could become and what it, how it could really turn out? But what we're seeing, even in our physical eyes, is due to the lack of people understanding their own power and their limitations. They have bought into the limitations of their mental capability and their spiritual self, because they do not recognize that they have the power of the I Am presence inside of them that can create and do the work. Like Jesus said, hey, it is not I who do the work, but it is the I Am presence inside of me who do the work. And so that's what you have to understand, beloved one, that, you know, that you have to be able to draw upon your I Am presence. Yes, you have to take responsibility to clear up your mental thinking process. You have to do that, because regardless of what you believe, if you still functioning in your mind with a whole bunch of stuff that makes no sense, regardless of your angelical being inside of you, you're not going to move forward, because that's your responsibility to take control of your mental capabilities to be able to utilize. That's why God gave you free will, so you can be able to utilize your own mind and your own thoughts to be able to rise to that higher state of consciousness and awareness. Okay, that's why you were given the gift of free will. So, and then once you begin to move into that understanding and you begin to feel more deserving about what you feel. And so at that point, if you get to the point where you feel, I am deserving, I am a child of God, so I am deserving of all the opulence that the universe of God has put on the planet. You see, beloved, it's only a lack of faith that there's no lack of prosperity and opulence on the planet. There's there, plenty of it. It's all everywhere we look, there's opportunity, there's prosperity. But if you have a limited thought of it, you will not be able to accomplish it. So, and you have to, the more that you draw upon your belief and your confidence and your ability to create your life the way you truly want to live it, and that is how you will begin to develop your faith. Your faith is based on you developing your belief and confidence in your mental capability and the God force and the universal God force that's inside of you. So you have been given your wonderful and magnificent mind to be able to help to control that. But not only that, God in his merciful love not only gave you the mental mind to be able to help yourself, but he gave you a support team. Gave you a support team. You got a support team with you. Your guardian angels are waiting to assist you and help you. And the I Am present inside of you is always there with you and for you and to assist you. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? So you have to wake up to understanding who you truly are so you can move forward. You can accomplish and achieve mighty and wonderful things, beloved ones. We all can do that. We all have fallen short of the capability we had. And, you know, some of us are getting older and we're living in the fourth quarter of our lives. And if you're not ready to accomplish and do what you need to do at this point, when will you do it? Now, one thing about it, the creative God force ain't gonna force nothing on us. If there's something specific you should be doing and supposed to do it, if you don't get it done in this lifetime, then, hey, you're going to come back and repeat it again. Okay, do you want to keep incarnating in this environment? But if you do, it's good. I'm not knocking nothing when it comes down to that, because you know some people who don't even have to incarnate back on the earth rim do it to be able to assist and help other people. Okay, so that's all good too. But we're talking about you being able to live up to your capability and to be able to believe in yourself and your angelical support. See, once you tap into that and you really understand that angelical support is there for you, and when I say angelical support, you know I'm talking about your angels, your I Am presence, are there to strengthen you, to give you, I got your back. That's what they're saying to you. I got your back, but you have to have your own front. You have to be willing to use your capability, your mindset, to be able to move into that higher realm and to be able to go forth, beloved one. You have responsibility, and if you don't take your responsibility, it's nobody's fault but your own. And the only person standing between you and faith is you. You are the one who has been blocking your faith to be able to tap into that faith that Jesus talked about. That mustard seed. You are not able to do that because you're either mentally hung up on some past stuff and holding a whole bunch of stuff, or you're not understanding your support team. You're not understanding that, first of all, that you are a child of God, made in the image of God, endowed in the DNA strain of God, the creator of the universe, that you are God and goddesses. You have not come to that understanding. Once you come to understand that that is who you really are, and that you get your own mental mind cleared up, so you got to take these steps, okay, beloved one. You have to be willing to work on reprogramming your own mental mind and removing all that old teaching from society and from your family, your teachers, everyone who taught you to do something or be something other than what you truly are. You have to remove that stuff. You have to, and you can pray for assistance to help you, and knowing what you need to do to be able to move. That old saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Always happens. When you're ready to make a change, the universal God force and the universal law of attraction will begin to bring you into knowledge and understanding that will help you to be able to refocus yourself and do everything that you need to able to move forward, beloved one. So I'm just asking you this week to focus on having a fuller understanding that you are a divine being and that you have the power. Control your destiny. and you have the power to have the faith that Jesus was speaking about. Okay, we have the faith now. It's based on your concept of who you really are, and we all are growing. And I'm not sitting here telling you that I am living up to my full potential as well. Okay, I've fallen short just like the rest of you have, and so but I have become aware that the need to be able to rise above and to be able to demonstrate this power of the I am presence within me, and knowing, even though the fact that I know how the human mind works and how it you have the power. Some days I still get caught up in society's system, but I don't allow myself to stay there because I snap back and say, okay, hey, that's just what they're thinking. I know that that there's my support. I know I have the power to rise above these earthly situations and to be able to bring forth a new dynamic shift of what I need to show up in my life. And you have that power too, beloved ones. You have that power. The same teaching, the same power that was inside of the beloved Jesus is the same power that's inside of you. The same power that was in Muhammad is inside of you. The same power that was in Buddha is in you. You have that power. You have the ability to become those deities as well, to be just as powerful, each human being. But we have to tap in to understand who we truly are. If you don't understand who you are, you can never understand your true gifts. If you don't understand who you truly are and what your capabilities are to become. So that's why I'm wanting to share with you and glad to be able to share with you, and thank God for coming through today to be able to allow us to understand that we have the ability to be that which we want, and that we need to practice our faith. Because as I said to you earlier, faith is the key to God's opulence. And I cannot over-understand that. Faith is the key to God's opulence. If you have faith in yourself and faith in the God force, faith in your support, you will be able to accomplish what you need in your life. Now, also, beloved ones, you must also realize that sometimes, you know, the things that we think that we want may not be the things that we really need, or things that we really want and that we need to show up in our life. And that the universal God force and the universal God angel, some, even if you ask for support, they may not support you. And the only reason they will not support you, because what you're asking for is not for your highest good. Your universal God force only going to support you in the things that's for your highest good. So if you're asking for harm to others, or stuff that's not going to raise your consciousness and help your consciousness to grow, then do not expect to be able to get support from your angelical help, because they're not going to participate in your low energy negativity. Okay? You have to want to, you call upon them when you are rising and you are wanting to accomplish and wanting to do things that is for your higher self. Okay? So it is so important that you have a full understanding of that, that they are there for you based on your desires to and your needs for your spiritual and your conscious growth, beloved one. So no longer buy into society and situations. You are, stop being a follower. Stop following the collective of the masses. You need to, especially today, you need to stand tall and stand aware and be able to rise above, because there's so much shifting going on, so much stuff is happening. You cannot afford to follow the masses, because if so, you're going to run off of a cliff with what's going on. It's there's too much craziness going on out there, beloved one. And you don't have to participate in it. You can rise above, because God has given you all that you need to be all that you so desire to be. Now, if you desire to live on low energy, that's your call. But you don't have to do that. You are desired, and you are were created to be dynamic. You were created to be able to bring about a change, and that you are able to change about yourself, but not only to be able to help yourself, yourself, you are here to be able to assist others as well, to be able to give of yourself, that you can do things that will help the collective consciously, especially you aware and your conscious. You need to be able to be out there doing something to help bring about a positive change in the universe. And you have the power to do that, beloved ones. You truly, truly do. So I want to thank you so much for coming and spending your last hour or so. We may not quite an hour, but spending some time with us this morning to be able to understand how to strengthen your faith, because your faith is very important and you do have the ability to do that. And so we would hopefully that you will practice moving forth and to be able to do that. Now, once you begin to embrace your faith, be prepared for the test. It's going to show up where you're going to have to utilize your faith to be able to make things work out. But that's good. That shows that you're growing, you're moving in the right direction when you're being challenged and you're opportunities to demonstrate your faith. That means you're moving in the right direction, beloved one. So I thank you so much for showing up this week, and I thank you for you know, you always can go back and listen to the show. It's archived. You can always refer other people to go back and listen and participate in the show, and I'm grateful for that, that you can always go back and be and retune back into hear what you may have missed, because sometimes when I'm talking, and sometimes all the things that our mind gets distracted, you know, you've been having a thought, and next thing you know, you're mentally somewhere else, and you come back to that. So that's why it's good to be able to sometimes go back and re-listen to the show, okay? But, and then for all of you who have not had the opportunity to visit my website, please do so, www.theholisticministry.com. I just tell a little story about life and about my life and do my testimony of how I came and how I ended up this way to be able to share with you. And there is a section on the web where you can make donation if you so desire. It's up to you. But we just want to thank you for participating and being part of the show today. And I'm grateful for you, and hopefully you'll show back up next week. So let's close out with a prayer, knowing that God has brought forth a good word today. Hopefully you feel it, and hopefully you feel the power that the Creator has allowed and the wisdom that the Creator has endowed you with today, okay? Because he has come through strong and positive, and we're grateful. So, Father, Mother, God, we have gratitude for another wonderful day. Another wonderful day of energy, another wonderful day of strength that you have brought forth a word of wisdom and knowledge to be able to help us to raise our consciousness and help us to be able to live here on planet Earth and live a fulfilling life and to have everything that we need, everything we desire to show up in our lives as a matter that we so feel deserving for it. So we just thank you, God, for wisdom today. We thank you for love. We thank you for total understanding. And we thank you, God, for total health today. We thank you for protecting these physical bodies that we have. We ask you to put us in your white light of protection from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet, that we are fully protected from any harm and any disease that may try to come into our physical bodies, that we will be protected against any of those things that will try to reshape our lives in ways that is not for our highest good. And we know that we walk by sight. May we walk by faith and not by sight. And we walk in that faith, understanding that we are divinely protected, that we are secured based on the energy and the love that you have shared with us, and that we have your DNA, and that we are direct descendants of yours, God, that we will continue to walk having faith, knowing that we are moving in the right direction and a higher state of consciousness. So as we go through our week, fully protect us and give us the ability to be able to open our eyes and see clearly. We thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. See you next week. Okay. Peace and love to you.